Thank you and good morning. The Board of Supervisors meets today and the agenda is filled with administrative items like the setting of property tax rates. The Supes are also expected to approve an ordinance for the updated county fee schedule, and they will also approve a continuation of a declaration of a state of emergency due to ongoing drought. The Board will also accept a $1,000 donation from the Humboldt Redwood Company to the Sheriff's Office with the funds to be used for the Sheriff's CopLogic program, which allows residents to report issues and problems to the office through an online reporting system. The Board will also hear a presentation from representatives of the City of Eureka regarding the importance of Measure Q, a continuation of a sales tax increase passed in 2010 that is specifically earmarked for public safety. The supervisors will also consider a letter of support for naming the Samoa Boulevard interchange after former Arcata resident and Navy SEAL Kevin Ebert. Ebert, an Arcata native, was killed in combat serving as a corpsman with the SEALs during an ambush in Afghanistan. Ebert's family has requested the interchange be named after Kevin, and the Board is expected to throw its support behind that resolution. The letter will be sent to Assemblyman Wes Chesbrough, who is working with the Ebert family, and Caltrans on the naming proposal. The U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service is proposing placing the West Coast population of the fisher on the endangered species list, and public comment regarding that proposal is being sought. The fisher, part of the mammal family that includes weasels and martens, has nearly disappeared from its forest habitat in the Pacific Northwest due to a loss of habitat from logging and wildfire and the very recent and very deadly threat of the use of rodenticides in illegal marijuana grows. A 90-day comment period on the proposal to place the fisher on the endangered species list opens today and lists the use of rodenticides in public and community forests as a significant threat to the species. To add your voice to that public comment, contact the local Fish and Wildlife Office. Governor Jerry Brown has signed into law an organic waste recycling bill authored by Assemblyman Wes Chesbrough. Assembly Bill 1826 will now require restaurants, grocery stores, food processors, and other businesses that dispose of organic waste to compost that waste so that it can be converted into clean fuel. The goal is to phase in organic recycling programs to reduce the amount that is dumped through the use of digesters and composting. A traffic collision between a tractor-trailer and a pickup truck in the northbound lanes of Highway 101 in Crescent City on Monday afternoon didn't result in any injuries, but did close down one lane of the highway for several hours. Crescent City resident Salvador Uribe Sanchez was waiting to make a left turn from Highway 101 at Serena Road when he was hit from the rear by a big rig driven by Oregon resident Doug Jacob. It took several hours for a heavy-duty tow truck to clear the tractor-trailer from the roadway. Impairment is not considered a factor in the collision, and neither driver suffered injuries. You're listening to KINS North Coast News. We'll be right back after this.
What's the shopping show all about?
If you haven't listened to the show before, it's kind of tough to describe.
I guess the easiest first step is to simply go to the Shopping Show website.
TheShoppingShow.net.
And join us this Saturday for the next Shopping Show.
On KINS 106.3 FM.
KURY FM 95.3 and 101.3 in the Illinois Valley.
And KEKA 101.5 and 100.9 in Eureka.
You're listening to KINS News and Information. The focus on the issue of homelessness and transiency in the city of Eureka has caught the attention of both city leaders and county officials. In Eureka, city leaders have composed a framework to deal with the issues, from ensuring services are available to ensuring that police will enforce city laws. But if the transients are less welcome in city limits, there stands a good chance they'll find areas outside the city. And that means Sheriff Mike Downey and his deputies must deal with the issue, and it can stretch resources.
It's much more difficult for us. You know, the county of Humboldt is about 3,700 square miles. And within that is the city of Eureka. So they have a higher percentage of officers per square mile, obviously, than we do. We have to do the best we can every other week now. I have actually a whole patrol shift that I can dedicate to special projects.
Downey is short on personnel, and he has reworked the patrol schedule to provide better coverage for areas both in and around Eureka, but also in and around Garberville as well.
We are at all-time low as far as the number of people I can field at one time. And so we're working on that issue to try and find different schedules that match the needs of the community. And we've just made a major adjustment here in the last month. We're actually now able to put more people out at night than we had been in the last 6 months based on a manipulation of the schedule.
Downey also said that it's important for local residents to play a role and notify authorities if issues arise in their neighborhoods. And that's the news on this Tuesday morning. For KINS News and Information, I'm Dan Squire.